I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
you. Thanks a lot. Thanks very much. Thank you.
That is a fascinating guitar.
Thank you.
And I mean, your picking style is unusual as well, and there's stuff going on that's very bell tone. And can you, as you tune for your next song, tell us a little about the instrument?
Sure. The guitar is just a nylon string guitar, and what makes some of the sounds that you're hearing, the things that sound like this, you know, and that kind of sound, I put things on the strings and make them do. Make these sounds, and this was something that I started doing sort of on a dare years and years ago, and it caused me to sort of start having fun playing guitar again. You know, I was a very serious classical guitar player, and then I started putting things on the strings, and this whole sort of expanded palette started to happen with the guitar. So using a combination of altered and unaltered strings, I started to explore like these sort of other sonic regions. So, the next piece I'm going to play features this sound that has a thing on the string that goes like this. But when I was playing that, it would always fall down to here, and then it would sound like this. The same string that sounds like this would fall down and sound like this. And so I had this sort of dilemma, and so I put a thing on the string so that it would sound more like this. And I like that. Plus, it makes people laugh, which doesn't happen a lot in classical music, I noticed. And you just heard a piece that I sang, and I've actually had a whole entire career not singing. So I'm recently arrived at singing, and most of my other work has been instrumental. So the next piece I'm going to play is a song of gratitude and love and affection for this giant gas-blowing heater that I used to have in my studio, and it's called Heater.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.